Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago police are looking for those responsible for the city's second mass shooting of the day yesterday. Four men and one woman shot last night on Monroe Street just west of Garfield Park. At least two of the victims reported in critical condition. It's the city's second mass shooting of the day. Earlier yesterday, four people were killed, four others wounded inside a house near 62nd and Morgan. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown lit into comments made at a recent webinar by the Cook County State Attorney's Office that dealt with violent crime, particularly gun possession. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya explains.
Matthew Saney of the Cook County State's Attorney's Office says the office treats arrests for gun possession as a nonviolent crime.
We have no idea if that person who possesses the gun has any intention of using that gun in an illegal way beyond possessing it, or if they're going to create violence with it.
To Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown at a news conference about the first of two mass shootings in Chicago yesterday, that is ridiculous.
Illegal gun possession makes us less safe, not more safe. And I would argue the idea of decriminalizing illegal gun possession is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my nearly 40 years in law enforcement.
Superintendent Brown says illegal gun possession drives violence in the city and around the country. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot is now proposing a midnight ban on alcohol sales at packaged goods stores, backing off an earlier proposal.
The mayor's office confirming that she and key aldermen have revised a controversial ordinance that would have ended liquor sales after 10 p.m. at convenience and other stores within city limits. The new ordinance set to be introduced in committee on Thursday would ban packaged liquor sales after midnight, which is still at least 4 hours earlier than before the pandemic. The mayor's office says the compromise will be introduced directly to the Committee on License and Consumer Protection and is a result of weeks of engagement with aldermen, business owners, and community leaders since the legislative package was introduced on May 26th. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Some Indiana residents and clergy are suing Governor Holcomb over his decision to end extended unemployment insurance benefits on Saturday. In May, Indiana's unemployment rate was 3.9% after jumping to more than 17% at the height of the pandemic. And what's described as affordable and sustainable housing is coming to Chicago's Central Business District.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot reveled in announcing that a group led by the architectural firm Studio Gang will buy and develop city-owned property in the Loop as a unique residential complex.
Assemble Chicago will be a 20-story, 100% affordable high-rise. Can we get a little love for that? 100% affordable high-rise?
Will Woodley, a vice president with Community Builders, one of the partners, says it's not just a range of apartments.
The first two levels of Assemble Chicago, known as the Neighbor Hub, will provide event and collaboration space for local nonprofits serving neighborhoods across the city. It will also include a food hall.
The group won a design contest sponsored by C40, a global network of cities fighting climate change. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Well, despite national reports of a Girl Scout cookie surplus, local leaders are telling a different story.
While some troops were forced to halt sales of their popular cookies during the pandemic, the Girl Scouts of Greater Chicago and Northwest Indiana improvised.
Girls were able to take orders staying super safe and using technology in really creative ways.
And as a result, Chief External Affairs Officer Julie Samaji says unlike other organizations nationwide, local Girl Scouts have no surplus of cookies.
We tend to be pretty tenacious and resilient.
And yet, Samaji says what they're most proud of is keeping girls engaged and supported during the pandemic.
They love to sell cookies. You know, they're building great skills. So it gives everybody a foundation to maintain their connectedness to something.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Amtrak says significant upgrades are being made to its fleet of double-decker long-distance superliner trains. First updated cars go into service near the end of the month, and they will include those heading out of Chicago on the western routes.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.